Gwydion's Astral Podcast, episode 151. If you'd like to start at the beginning of Gwydion's Astral Podcast, the playlist won't help you all that much. Although technically, if you went there, you'd probably get whatever's after this or before this. 150. Don't know what that was. Anyway, but if you wanted the first episode, you'd have to go down to the bottom, so I'll save you the trip. If you want to start at the beginning of Gwydion's Astral Podcast, you can click right there. Oh, but actually, like that's episode one, and it's actually the first episode, but retroactively, later, I added an episode zero, since it was a recording, me recording someone in like 1983 or something, or 86, I don't know. And so I thought at the time, because I was editing my poetry books, Taco, E-Burrito, and well, especially E-Burrito. I was taking things I had written when I was 12 and putting them at the beginning, so I thought, why not? And I put this recording called Steve as episode zero of Gwydion's Astral Podcast. So Gwydion's Astral Podcast and Gwydion in general, Gwydion's YouTube channel, and Gwydion the blog from 2002 onward. Gwydion's Astral Coffee House was the name of the blog. Has always been a place where we, or I, and whatever, however you want to divide it, or integrate it, or whatever. Here in India, I live in India, if you didn't know, segregate is a part of everyday vocabulary, because it has a meaning apart from the meaning that it has in the United States, specifically as far as history and all that, so it's just, strikes me as interesting when people use it very casually. Anyway, like segregating the clothes. Oh, I'm going to go segregate the coloreds from the, you know, without hesitation. It's like, never mind. I'm not going to bring my American bullshit here. It's too, anyway, trying something new. There's a wooden desk in front of me. It's one end of the desk. The phone is, so that's new. Instead of having whatever that contraption was. So I'm trying stuff out. This is a little bit of a guinea pig episode for Chicken Philosophy, but it's also a, like the cool, yeah, I never finished that thought. The cool thing about Chicken Philosophy, I mean, about Gwydion's Astral, whatever, is it's the grandfather of things like Chicken Philosophy and Buddhist Books Podcast and pretty much everything else. I mean, originally there was Edward Reed Podcast, which doesn't exist. It was Edward Reed's podcast. Here's some. That's like, used to exist. That's like screenshots from archive.org. Doesn't exist anymore. Sometimes we take selected parts and introduce them artistically, mixed into those weird radio dial episodes of Gwydion's Astral Podcast. That's this one. I think right now, Editor Edward, say hi, Editor Edward. Same guy. He does all my editing. I think what we're going to do is make a playlist called something about radio dial tuning through the radio frequencies of Gwydion's Astral Pocket, something like that. So those episodes where it's like it's like a radio dial, and sometimes it's music, sometimes it's like Roosevelt, or, you know, various random things. And then sometimes it's little selected portions out of context from Edward Reeves' podcast. But other than that, it's been completely obliterated from existence and ongoing now. So Gwydion's Astral podcast as the second podcast. Gwydion's Astral Coffeehouse by far has the seniority among the YouTube channels on the Pymander Aquarium playlist, if you know what I'm saying. Even though technically the oldest video on the Pymander Aquarium playlist is on Edward Reed's podcast, it's because he deleted all the fucking stuff from Gwydion's Astral Podcast in November of 2007. But anyway. Yeah, so being this elderly sort of demented grandfather of the creative expressions, it's free to change, it's free to do whatever the fuck it wants, really. I mean, Chicken Philosophy has structure. It does whatever it wants within structure, you know. But this has no structure whatsoever, so I can just decide. Like today, I've decided that you and I are going to have a look at... Because over the years, there's a lot of things I sent here from the U.S., and there's a lot of things that I bought in Nepal and Bhutan, and there's a lot of things in containers like this. And I've been here 8 years now, so it's pretty much like an unboxing. I have no idea what's in these things, and I want to know. I don't want to have these things unfolded and scattered around hither and yon, though. So what I'm going to do is open them. You and I are going to look at them together, and then I'm going to put them back. But not to worry, Editor Edward will cut out everything except for the reveals, so you don't have to sit here and watch me unwrap them and put them back in. In this first one, we've got Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and John? Is that cousin John? He was still... Elizabeth was still pregnant when... I think that's Jesus talking to some people, right? We've got a dust jacket for Ayurveda Samhita. No, it's not Ayurveda. Yajurveda. It's one of the Vedas. Samhita. I think I liked the way this looked more than I liked the way this looked, but I'm going to make an executive decision right now to put these things back on because they're in good condition, and why not? Just to be different, it'll change things up, make things a little more colorful over on Chicken Philosophy anyway. Rigveda, Samhita. Probably still not pronouncing that correctly. That was number 4. And this is number 2. So you might notice. So you can see the first Rigveda. I'll have to shove a book in there so that you can see that edge. Or maybe just have to take different habits and arrange the camera differently. Going forward a little further away. Wow, that actually brings more possibilities. All right, I'll have to think about this. Here we have Atharvaveda Samhita number 2, and the same number 3. You might notice the stack just disappeared because I reconsidered whether I want the weight of a whole bunch of books crushing the edge of a dust jacket of a book, and I don't. So, yeah, didn't even realize we were going to be doing a little bit of redesigning of the stuff behind me, of the landscape, the backdrop for Chicken Philosophy as well. So here we have... 1 and 3 of Rigveda, And book got bumped, so now you can see all four of the Rig Veda, and they stand out nice and colorfully. It's a nice change, I'd say. Also, I've decided to stop being a prima donna about this Gwydion's Astral Coffee House and take a little wisdom from myself in 2007.
Low-def product!
Yes, low-definition, low-quality product is what it's all about. To take pride in that rather than making yourself uncomfortable to make a high-quality product. We're going to go ahead and let there be a little bit of noise pollution from the air conditioning, as well as noise pollution from the wind. I mean, from the rain. It's raining, pouring rain, but it's humid, tropical, warm and humid, so hence the AC. Sorry, Mother Earth, for the AC. I know it's not helping things. Anyway, next we've got book one of Atharvaveda Samhita. Alright, and so that's pretty much it for the first thing. I think it was this. So I'll be taking the two Jesus-y ones and putting them back in here. And writing on the outside, two Jesus-y. Alright. That's mostly for myself later, to know what's in each of these without having to look inside. I just have to rewatch this video or whatever. It occurs to me, now that the camera angle is different, you can see the side of this antique dictionary, but I kind of like having the red book there in the corner, so I think I'm going to take out this dictionary and find something else to put up here to like bump the red book over a little. Okay, so what I've done, I know my hand moved, sorry about that. I've taken the I Ching, which those who are tracking over on the Chicken Philosophy knows we're just now beginning, and then it occurred to me as I was looking through my books to decide what to use that this Hagakure, even though it's Japanese, is something that I had already pre-selected to be the successor to the I Ching. So, recently someone mentioned, hi Gabriel, about yoga, and I mentioned in a response that I was going to read these four books. I mean, I didn't specify that. These are from the Bihar School of Yoga. But on the white petal, after Secret of the Golden Flower, after Hagakure, I mean after I Ching, and after Hagakure, and then we'll read these four. Here, floating by itself, not in a box, we have my mom's old design. My mom was the one who concept and design created this thing for Bonds Pavilions back in, I don't know, 87? She was the, it was like done by, you know, an architectural firm like Gary Larson Architects or whatever, Tag Architecture. And so it doesn't have anybody's name on it, but it was hers. It was her project. Here in this one, we have, oh, this is cute, a picture of me and my sister and my mom. I ought to have that framed one day and put it up one day. One day when we're in a different phase in life. There isn't any space to hang it in the room I'm in right now, but in the future, I'll be working with a different space. I don't know how far in the future, but at that time, frame that and put it up. All right, so this is 722 Oak Crest Drive. Somebody lives there. Sierra Madre, California, 91024 or 25. They did. Oh no, that's the post office, right? The post office is 25. So whoever lives at 722 Oak Crest Drive, hi, I'm the son of the guy who designed your house. I mean, I'm the son of the lady, Judith Evelyn Reeve. You can search for that on Facebook. I made her a Facebook page. Anyway. Yeah, these are the designs to your house. Concept and design by Judith Evelyn Reed. Late at night, against the rules, using the computers that she used to work on. She designed that house for herself, ended up losing the property and the divorce settlement or whatever, and it had to get sold, and it was all very tragic. And so now you're living in it. People at 722 Oakcrest Drive, Sierra Madre, California. This is 1442 Mount Pleasant. I had this design up in a frame, well, when the house was being listed. And this is a picture of it. So if you go on Facebook and search for the Henninger House, with one N each, I think, H-E-N-I-N-G-E-R. That's the name of my mother's mother's maiden name is Henninger, and it was her grandfather that built the house. Paternal, obviously, because he had her maiden name. Alright, what do we got here? More of 722 Oakcrest. So it's like, these things are just sentimental. They're not even like, it wouldn't make sense. I guess if I had some extra space, it might be kind of stylish to like frame these things, you know, and put them up. But when you're working with a limited space, I mean, you know what I mean? I have too many things that are worthy of hanging. So these aren't hung. They're kept in a box. So, this one I'll label P for Vaughn's Pavilions, 1442, as in Mount Pleasant Street. The Henninger House on Facebook has its own page. And 722 for 722 Oakcrest, designed by Judith Evelyn Reeve. And if you search for the Judith Evelyn Reeve, you'll get the page I made her on Facebook. So future me, if you ever want to take any of those out and show them to people or frame them or whatever, they're in the box, or if you can call this a box, the cylinder marked in that way. This I'll have to put in a different place because I forgot to put it in that one. And then there's the one volume of the Samaveda Samhita. I hit pause, and then later I sat down and unrolled the dust jacket for the Samaveda, and then cleverly pointed to it up here without the dust jacket on it, so that I could cleverly edit it suddenly appearing up there like that. But then I realized I hadn't hit record again, so I decided to do this instead. This was in with the architectural drawings, and I forgot to put it back when I put everything back in that one, so I'll find another place for it. Next up, we have one that's this size. Completely empty. Now, full. All right, Mom and Kim. What could be in this one? Let's find out, shall we? Oh, more Jesus. We've got a bloody crown of thorns. For God so loved the world. Good old John 3:16. Oh, there's another one in here. Reading is dreaming. with open eyes. That's kind of cool for chicken philosophy. I think I might keep that one around. I don't think that'll be its permanent home, but we'll see. Alright, so we'll call this one Two More Jesus-y. I feel like some of these boxes could be consolidated in, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there could be one box called Four Jesus-y instead of two boxes of two Jesus-y apiece. Now we've got something that was clearly, like, repurposed. I don't really know what this was before. It was a poster storage cylinder. Alright, inside we've got, I think that's Elena and Stefan? No. Edward and, yeah, that's Edward and Bella. Wrong vampire romance. Alright. I could probably frame this and pass it off as a birthday present for Pew 1 year, so. And here we have Elena and Stefan. I mean, Elena and Damon from the Delana period. Let's see. And friends. These should all be framed and hung up in lieu of Sound of Music and Back to the Future 2 and all the crap that's in Pew's playroom. I'll have to keep that in mind. I think this is, yeah, is this Jacob and Bella? For anyone still on Team Jacob. Right, don't worry, I won't give away any spoilers. Alright, that's what's in the big ceramic tube that has been repurposed as a holder of posters and things. I'll keep that in mind for the future. Next time I notice a good, convenient place to get things framed, I'll make a mental note of it and then go back with this stuff. But don't tell anyone. So on this one, I'll just put a V for vampires. And we have another one of these things. This one, we have a sandworm of Dune. Looks kind of suggestive. Now this is something that I ought to frame and put up in my office in the future, along with the architectural drawings and whatever else. This is something that I have. Ah, now we're getting interesting. I'm pretty sure this was hand-painted by one of the Goyal family. Old monk or old monastery. Traditional Tonka painting, something, something. This is worth framing. This I ought to put up on the wall next to the Japanese hanging banners or something. It'd be nice to frame this in an old wood frame without glass. It's the kind of thing you want to frame without glass. Here we're getting back into some dust jackets. Oh, I think I cut, I must have, gosh, what was I thinking? This is one that I cut for some reason, so I can never actually use it, but it's, I'm looking at the book right there, but it looks so nice without the dust jacket that I'm okay with not being able to use that one again. I don't know why I cut it, though. This one is the Buddha Karita of Asvagosa. I'm pretty sure that's right there. Thanks to the magic of editing, that means it's right here as well. And thanks to the magic of editing, ta-da! It looks the same. I'll put that back over there. So clearly when I started my book collection in India, I was into removing dust jackets. And now, however many years later, I'm into putting them back on. This looks like it must be a sticker. I'm pretty sure this is a sticker, but I didn't know where to stick it. So now it's become a wrinkly sticker. But I think it's a Batman thing. It's a bunch of bats making a Batman sign in the sky. Anyway, so my original plan was to open all of these things in this episode, but I have revised my plan. It's a nice thing about being one's own boss. So this is going to be the first of a multi-part, like, you know, I don't know what it's called. I guess it's a series, but like, Gwydion's Astral Podcast is already kind of a series, so it's like a multi-episodic two or three part thing, where this is the part one of however many parts. Let me write on here, I don't remember the proper name of that tanka, the one with the wheel, the Buddhist thing, so I'm going to write Mara Munching, and when I decide where or how, at whatever time that I want to frame this and put it up, I know where it is. So this has been today's episode of Gwydion's Astral Podcast. Some new stuff that'll appear. Chicken Philosophy will be the top shelf, will be aesthetically a little different from now on. Yeah, I guess that's it. Next up will be the Platform Sutra on Buddhist Books Podcast. If that episode that will come out in my future has already come out in your past, then it'll appear right here. And down here, I'll put the episode from the special episode from Chicken Philosophy called Part Ones. This one's particularly good down here. I don't know that whether this is good because I haven't made it yet. Peace.